you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
தளரும்போல் சங்கதம் அவன் நெஞ்சிலா 가련한 땅이엔 간론에 도래질 만년 배활두가 나대네 아벨엔놈 날라간 아벨엔놈 날라간.
To come to the other side of the world and immediately know that you are with family. It touches me deep in my heart. You are my family. We are one family. Amen.
Amen.
Family.
ഒരു കുടുംബം അല്ലേ?
Yes.
Family. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Amen.
After seeing that video,
After seeing that video, I thought of preaching in Hindi. Is it okay? All of you understand? Yeah, God is good in Hindi language, my language, it is national language, it says Ishu Achahe. Ishu Achahe. God is good. So I am so happy to be here. One of the things which connected me here with the bridge is one Bible. Christine is here. So she, maybe 5 years ago, so she called me for a Bible. So then, because of her passion, I just said why she is so passionate for giving a Bible to her Hindu friend. So then I asked about the church. That is why I am here today. And the two things which attract me to this church, one, as Pastor Jeff was describing here, when he came to our church in India, he spoke about that we are family. I can see that here, the experience of a family. I appreciate that. The other thing he always says is one word, koinonia. You know all the meaning of the koinonia? I can see that Pastor Charlie here. So I really appreciate all what is happening here. It is a bridge, really a bridge, building families together. I really appreciate that. Maybe some of you came here first time. I want to invite you and really appreciate for coming. And in future, join with the family. And God is good. My responsibility is to speak about Easter at the Easter Resurrection Day. How many of you are happy with the Resurrection Day? All of you?
Yes.
So what is the essence of the resurrection? It is the power. The power which God has given to you, given to me, the power in the Holy Spirit. The power. So what Resurrection Day in the country of India. Here the problem is you had to find whether there is a God or not. That is your question. In India, the land of 1.3 billion, there is enough gods. We have 30 million God. So for them to accept Jesus as one of God, it's not a problem for them. But when we say that Jesus is the only God, there is problem. There is problem everywhere, isn't it? But our God is risen God. Amen. That is something powerful. That is what we need in the land of India. India is a country where there is spirituality. But the biggest problem in India is the spiritual darkness. We have the heritage of spirituality, but at the same time, the spiritual darkness. That is what Jesus can make a difference in my country. That is what we are doing. To present Jesus into people's life. So I want to bring to your attention today, that is because of the church is continuing with the series of Hebrews. I want to bring the word Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, 1 and 2. Maybe 2 we focus more on. Fixing our eyes, chapter 12, verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. So how many of you want to fix your eyes today to Jesus? That is the power which I told you early. Fixing our eyes towards Jesus. That is something serious and powerful. When I become a Christian, I was a good Christian. I was a Catholic. I was living in the monastery for 11 years. But I did not know that Jesus is my Savior. Oh my goodness, I was a good religious man. Good Christian from my childhood. I was serving in the altar. I thought that I am a good Christian, but I did not know that Jesus is my Savior. That is something eye-opening. Am I right? Yeah, maybe some of you today came to the church for the resurrection, for celebrating because of the Easter you came here. But I want to recommend you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. That is something important. That is what changed my life. So maybe in between I will share my fixing our eyes towards Jesus. Jesus, the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Oh my goodness. That is something I think last Friday, your pastor, Pastor Jeff, well explained the theological side of these words. Verse 1 and 2, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Today, I want to bring some of the practical side of that. That is what I want to bring to your attention. So it starts, the verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have so great cloud of witnesses, therefore, what is that therefore? Chapter 11. After chapter 11, it says, Apostle Paul says, a chapter 11, by faith, lot of persecution, women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mocking, scourging, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. Oh my goodness, maybe these things are not familiar with you here in America. But we are familiar with all those things. In a country where there is not accepting Jesus as their personal Savior. So a lot of experience maybe in between I want to share. That when we go through all the forefathers who is a sustainer in faith, because of that, therefore, we shall fix our eyes on Jesus. It is an amazing experience. Fix our eyes on Jesus. He is my hero. He is my hero. Whenever I preach about Jesus in the land of India, as I told you before, that I did not know that Jesus is my Savior. After accepting Jesus, one of the great things which I learned in my life is Jesus coming again. All of you believe that?
Yes.
Are you sure? Very sure? I was not sure. When I really understood that Jesus is coming again, that is where my passion started for my people. I told you that 1.3 billion of people living in India. Not even 0.5% is Christians. Nominal Christians. Evangelical Christians. So when I was started distributing gospel tracts to people, one of the state, northern, I think you saw the Indian map, northern state of India called Rajasthan, next to Delhi. I was selling this gospel packet for 50 paise, and then explaining to Jesus about Jesus. Yeshu, Yeshu achahe, Yeshu achakahani ye, or beche ko achahe. I said, like that, I was sharing about Jesus. Then it's a group of ladies sitting, and one lady asked me a question. Yeshu? Yeshu kya hai? Jesus? What is Jesus? Yeshu kanaka samane? Is it something eatable? Oh, mereko de do, mereko de do. Oh my goodness. That is the day in front of that lady, in front of that village groups, my heart and my intellectual ability opened for the gospel. I was not passionate for gospel. I was not passionate for Jesus. When I say about fixing our eyes on Jesus, it always comes to my mind. Where is our passion? Where is my passion? That catch up the vision to preaching the gospel to the unreached people group. Do you know how many languages in India?
A lot.
That's a good answer. There is 22 languages and 1,662 dialects.
Wow.
One dialect speak by millions of people. So if we translate and publish the Bible into one language, we have to translate again into 1,662 times. That is our task. So fixing our eyes on Jesus, I see something, a great task for 1.3 billion of people living in my country. Still, it is a big task. For resurrection for me is power. That is where in the land of India people are looking for the resurrection. The power of the Holy Spirit. When the power comes, what you will do? What you will do? You will be influenced by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the first, I think, 3-4 years ago, when I came first time to Bridge Church, I saw that board. What you will do when the power comes? But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness. Maybe Pastor Jeff asked one more sentence. Locally, regionally, and globally, Acts 1:8. That is what the power, that is what the meaning of resurrection for you today. I really appreciate for the church here, especially when the Pastor Jeff, you are sending Pastor Jeff to India, and we, as you saw, all the half of the ministry pictures and video here. So different things we are doing for proclaim and promote the love of Jesus to the people. So I really appreciate, thank you for the partnership with the church. Thank you feeling that it's a family, that we are one in Christ. I really appreciate that. We are one in Christ. So that is what I am here today. When we teach and preach about fixing our eyes on Jesus, we will look into the veil. That is the practical side of it. When I was driving with the Pastor Jeff last day through your bridge here, the Bay Bridge, That is what you say, the Bay Bridge. He was explaining, CV, do you know one thing? Every year, 35 to 50 people suicide jumping from the bridge. Huh? Is it something serious for you? I really like the name, the bridge. The bridge is his bridge. Amen. You have a lot of things to do to bring back the people from the calamity of their life, from the loneliness, from the depression. To bring back people into lives. That is why you are here, we are here. So fixing our eyes on Jesus, that is something serious experience in our life. And I want to again go back to the passages of 11. There are several martyrs recently also happening, not only in Hebrews 11, all our forefathers suffered. Even the writer, Apostle Paul, was go through different tribulations, trials and tribulations in his life. After that, he wrote that, fix your eyes on Jesus. In present days also, that is happening everywhere, all over the world. Yesterday, I was so happy seeing my friend and family from Uganda, Moses. Moses and their families rejoicing in the Lord. I was so encouraged. All family connected with the bridge family. I was so encouraged seeing them. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, people are focusing on Christ Jesus. Even they have nothing to eat, even they have very poor situations. You may complain about a lipstick or a new ring or something, but we complained about? Our children complained about for the breakfast, for the bread of life. That is what people are. So all over the world, people are looking and focusing on Jesus Christ. And the power of the Holy Spirit, that is what I want to again bring to your attention. When the power comes among the persecution, my Lord Jesus make things happen. One example. Maybe some of you heard about in 2005, one of the Australian missionary who was working in the state of Orissa, that is on the northeastern state, while he was preaching the gospel in a village, and at the evening, he and his two, Philip and Timothy, two younger children, they were sleeping in a gospel van. The fanatics came at midnight and put fire on the van, gospel van. All three of them burned alive. It was a big story in India, all over the world. And the next day, the media in India, they gathered together and came to the wife, Gladys Staines. Her name is Gladys. She is living in Australia now. So these missionaries were serving lepers in India for a long time. And the media asked her, so what is your response towards this event, this incident? Do you know what she said? She told them, my master taught me to forgive. That made a big impact all over India. The church planting started boosting. Now the biggest church growth is happening in India, in the state of Orissa. The church, even though the persecution increased, the church is growing in India. Amen. Yeah, that is something powerful. When we fix our eyes on Jesus practically, we have the power with the Holy Spirit. That is what I want to bring to your attention today. Because we are serving a God who suffered all our sufferings. Am I right? Yes? If there is something more, you have to explain to Jesus. He took our cross. That is a very powerful statement. He endured the cross. He endured the cross. That is something amazing that always influenced me to preach the gospel. Maybe the Bridge family knows, last August, 30 years of ministry office, 5,000 square feet of printing press and publishing house was, through the flood, it was wiped away. I was so discouraged. I was so unhappy. I was so, I don't know what to say. I shared with my family and pray. I was not able to pray. God, why it happened? Why it happened? It's a big flood came to our state, in our area. And everything is wiped out. That was supported for the ministry, for orphanage, for the special needs, all other seminary, all other things. So I was so discouraged. But the next week, when I discussed with my family, with my younger son, Isaac, he's studying for missions in Detroit, I was so encouraged from his words. Focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. So that is what I want to bring to your attention. So something practically. So I was so encouraged after that. Then we started together through the, even though our bookshop and the literature center is under flood, we started doing relief work, helping other people with the big team. So when we focus our eyes on Jesus, that is what is going to happen in our lives. Even though we are weary and discouraged, when our eyes are focused, we are really encouraged by the Holy Spirit. So when practically, when we fixing our eyes on Jesus, maybe some of you are going through difficult times in your life. I don't know what you are going through. But do you, when you get the courage to fixing our eyes on Jesus, something very sweet. You want to try that? Yes, you want to try. Okay, today through the Bible study, the church was discussing about shame. Jesus took our shame. Am I right, Pastor Charlie? He took our shame. Come on. So we must be happy about it. We must be, when we focus our eyes on Jesus, that is what going to happen. I'm so encouraged with the finding Jesus in my life as a personal. Before I was doing all the liturgy. So take a the book and then read one by one. There was no touching in my heart. No connection. When I connected to the cross, when I connected to Jesus, that was the life is different. So what I want to bring to your attention is, because of the, here verse 12, chapter 12 verse 1 says, it starts, therefore, because a list of people who had gone through different trials and tribulations in their life, therefore, fix your eyes on Jesus. Isn't it something amazing? Yes? So that is something encouraging. So fixing our eyes on Jesus. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, already Pastor explained on Friday, the first thing, it's an Apostle Paul, he used the words always to explain the Christian life as an athletes do. Athletes. So first, like an athlete laying aside heavy clothing, and for that matter, extra body weight, we need to streamline ourselves for the race. The second thing, what we must do, we must lay aside the sin that so easily surrounded us. The word it says encumbrance. Are you familiar with that word? Encumbrance. We are familiar in India with the word. When we apply for a loan, like the credit card score here, in India the bank check the encumbrance with our land or with our building. So I like that word, encumbrance. So if you have encumbrance in your life of sin, the heavy bundle of sin, you have to put aside. That is what, when we focus our, fixing our eyes on Jesus, that is what is going to happen. Most of the time in people's life, what happened is they carry this heavy burden. They carry this heavy burden and fixing their eyes. Both will not go together. Both will not go together. That is what Apostle Paul says. You fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy is set before him, endured the cross. He endured the cross and despising the shame. Despising the shame. Oh my goodness. God is good. Serving this Jesus, it's an amazing experience. It is sweet. When we come to the family, that is what we are celebrating today. So Jesus already resurrected 2,000 years ago. Maybe today you can celebrate the Easter egg or what, I don't know what are the traditions you have. So, but that is not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants today in your life, he wants to reign in your heart. That is what Jesus wants today. For us as believers, that is what Jesus is looking for. I want to come to your heart. Today, now, Jesus wants to come to your heart and celebrate with you in your heart. Not on your dinner table. He wants to come and celebrate Easter with you. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be encouraged one another today, this resurrection day, to celebrate really our Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing, that is what I told you in the beginning, when you focus your eyes on Jesus, you will look into the world and get the Great Commission. So when the apostles and the ladies who were praying together after Jesus resurrected, and we shall take that passage, when Jesus resurrected, then they asked, so what are you looking for? What are you looking for? And the angel of God said, what is the response of the angel of God? The Jesus who went away, he is coming back again. He is coming back again. Are you excited about it? Yes or no? Yes. So if there is no excitement in your life, there is something. You are not focusing on Jesus Christ. If this excitement is not happening in my life, in my family life, I cannot reach out to the land of India. I cannot present gospel with a happy movement to the people of India. As I told you, people are thinking that God is a frightening God in India, in my land. God, they cannot see that God is a loving God. Maybe some of you know about our religion. So God, they cannot even imagine that is a loving God. It's very difficult for them to understand. A God who is always ready to punish after punish after punish. Maybe some of you know about karma, isn't it? Karma? Okay. So punishment after punishment. But our God, whom we are focusing, he is loving you. Every time when I meet Pastor Charlie, he says, Come on, brother, we shall go to heaven. I like that. That is what we are here. This is not our place. Maybe you have so many credit cards. Maybe you have so many assets here. You are smart enough for developing a business. But this is not your place. When you focus your eyes on Jesus, so this is not your place. That is what the biggest asset which I have. We are here for few days. We are sojourners in this world. When you focus your eyes on Jesus, when you understand this concept, it is very easy to live. The smiles comes to your face. So, dear brothers and sisters, I really urge you to focus and fix our eyes on Jesus so that we may be a blessing to others. We may be communicate the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to the people. Even though the people are living in darkness, as I told you, 60 people jumping from the bridge, this bridge have a task to do. This bridge has something, a great task to do. So that is our duty when we fix our eyes on Jesus. That is what Apostle Paul says, because our Lord Jesus Christ endured the cross. He suffered for me. He died for me. And he resurrected for me. It's not just a theological, intellectual poem. It is a poem which give birth in my heart. That makes a difference. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us focus our eyes on Jesus Christ. And are you really passionate for Christ? Are you really passionate for Christ? So I was, as I told you, I was a nominal Christian. I was a good Catholic. I celebrate all the Holy Friday, Holy Week, Easter, Christmas. Good Christian, 300 and maybe some of you go time to time to church. I go 365 days for the Holy Mass in the church. Good Christian. And do every day, my parents teach me to how to do the Holy Rosary. How many of you know to do the Holy Rosary? Anybody from Catholic background? Yeah, to do the Holy Rosary. But there was no Jesus in me. There was no Jesus in me. So that is what I recommend to you. When we focus our eyes on Jesus, he suffered for us, he died for you, for your sins. Today, when we celebrate the resurrection day, let us celebrate that Jesus, you born into my heart. You born into my heart. That is the privilege, that is the biggest blessing in our lives. That is what the land of India needs. So we even, you know, the poverty level of India. Lot of calamities. Lot of gods. Lot of angry gods. I cannot even explain the terms of, because of the fanaticism. Lot of struggles in India. So one time, I really meditate, start doing different kinds of orphanages, street children's school, underprivileged children's school. We have schools in different places and uplift the young children from the slums. So after doing so many years, almost 20 years, I started evaluating, Lord, help me and give me the wisdom what to communicate to people again. I tried to eradicate the poverty. It's not happening. Again, the problems after problems. But do you know what is God given the vision? CV, you cannot do this. But I am the one who can make it happen. I am the one going to make it happen in people's heart. In people's heart. That is what the land of India needs. Jesus, the love of Jesus, which I have to bring to the people of India. That is where we train pastors. So for training pastors, the bridge church support us and help us so that we can train pastors and send them for unreached people groups. There are 5,300 plus unreached people groups. For you, Jesus, when you heard from the childhood, you are hearing the name of Jesus. But the land of India, there are people, they never, ever, just to hear the name of Jesus. Not accepting, just to hear the name of Jesus. So that is where the passion started. When we focus our eyes on Jesus, we have something great things to do. Dear brothers and sisters, today, when we celebrate this resurrection day, we get that power of the Holy Spirit. When we get the power, what is going to happen in your life? What is going to happen in your life? Of course, you focus on Acts 1:8. Before that, what you have to receive is Ephesians 3:20. What does it say? Ephesians 3:20. So it says, Apostle Paul is saying, there is a beyond experience. I just want to bring your attention for that. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. What is that power? That is what I want to bring to your attention. This is the power. What is that power? To him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. I always enjoy this word. The power within us. That is what the beyond. That is what Apostle Paul says. The beyond experience. That is what God called you, our Lord Jesus, today, the resurrection day. He is calling you, dear brothers and sisters, to go to this power, receive this power, so that you will be a blessing with a lot of power. Go to beyond experience. Some of you today may not be enjoying the Spirit of God or the Christian life, Christian living. But I urge you today, this resurrection day, to receive this power. To receive this power in your personal life. To receive this power in your family life. Very, very important. So many families in your country, in the state, in America, is struggling. When this power comes to your family life, that is something great. You can go beyond experience. That is what, when we focus our eyes on Jesus, that is what is going to happen. When we focus our eyes and when we have this beyond experience, we must be automatically passionate for Christ. We must be automatically passionate for Christ. Even our struggles, when we preach the gospel in the land of India, when we do passionately, there is a lot of struggles, as I explained Hebrews 11. Here in this country, you have different types of problems when you communicate the gospel. But in India, when we communicate, for example, we organize a gospel event, a gospel crusade. At any time, the opposition can come. They destroy everything. We have laws, rules and regulations in the country, but people show the muscle power. We must fold it everything and go back. We don't. You have the freedom in this country. We also have the freedom. But who is having more muscle power, they are the winner. When we share the love of Christ to people, we have to do through so many difficulties and the difficult step in the life for sharing the gospel. One time I remember, we have a gospel bus that travels all around India. On the back side of the bus, we open, and five evangelists, pastors go with the bus. So we start music, go to a village or a city, we stand the bus, open the back side of the bus, and then we start music. In India, everywhere, people, here, lot of cars. In India, everywhere, people, they come, oh, what is going to happen? Then we share the gospel. We distribute the literature. Through that ministry, we started several churches in India. So one time when I was distributing the gospel packet in the state of Haryana, northern part of state, so one man bought it very happy. He gave me 1 rupees. He bought it and he thrown it away and just throw it to my head. Tell me what you will respond. So these are the things which is happening a country like India. And 2 times the fanatics came and they want to put fire on the bus because they don't want to hear the love of Christ. They don't want to accept Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear anything about issue. So that is what I want to bring to your attention, that when we focus our eyes on Jesus, it is something valuable in the country of India. Maybe you cannot enjoy that much, but when we present the love of Christ and focus our eyes on Jesus, this is what is going to happen. This is what we are going to face. But among all those experiences, Jesus is good. Amen. Amen. Serving Him is a thrilling experience. If we give up, that's not what Jesus wants. If we really not focus our eyes on Jesus, we cannot do our task in my country. Dear brothers and sisters, today when we celebrate the resurrection, I want to bring to your attention, let us focus our eyes on Jesus. This is something powerful. This is something powerful. That is what I want to communicate to you today. It is something really powerful. It is something really, that is what all 32 years of ministry experience. When we present Jesus with a passion, it is something very, very powerful. So when we understand, when we look at Jesus with the right perspective, we are so happy that serving Him, so that we can encourage others also, so that we can, when we focus our eyes on Jesus, so we really encourage to communicate this good news to the people. That is what resurrection for us. Are you ready to do that? This power? When this power comes, the outcome is beyond the Ephesians 3:20, which I said, beyond experience. If you are not experiencing that, I recommend you receive this power today. on the resurrection day, receive this power, join with the family, encourage each other, hug each other, because you are a family member, family of God. When the power comes, I want to bring one example to you. You know, Apostle Peter and John, while walking on to the temple, he met with a disabled man, a beggar, isn't he? All of you know that passage? Yes. So what did he ask? The beggar asked, money. Huh? So what was the response of Peter and John? We don't have. Yeah, she didn't say Jesus. So what he says is, we don't have silver and gold. One of the failure of the Christian church today is we are presenting silver and gold to people. One of the church this today in North Carolina offering a car, brand new car. If you attend the Easter service, the church today have something to offer, silver and gold. But what is losing? The power. The power is losing. The power is losing. So when Apostle Peter and John walked through the temple, so this man begged for money, and Apostle Peter told him that we don't have silver and gold, but we have something. What is that? Come on. We have something in our hands. We have something in our heart. What is that? The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection. We have something in our hands. We have something in our hearts. We have something in our intellectual power. We have something. What is that? The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the resurrection. So, come with us. Come with us. Where? This man was a beggar for a long time in front of the temple, but he never allowed to get into the temple. He never allowed to get into the temple. But Apostle Peter and John took his hands, hold him. Come on, we shall go. We have something to offer. Come with us. And that passage says, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, it says, all people in that city was amazed. For them, he was a beggar. When the disciples focused their eyes on Jesus, this power, that is what they tried to communicate to people. Dear brothers and sisters, when it is easy to preach from a pulpit, but when we see these things in front of us, when we are ministering the word of God, in my country, the land of India, when we minister, we face to face see these things. While preaching the gospel, the devil power, one lady came with the jumping and came to me. And she want me to stop preaching. Jumping, evil power, evil spirit. I was so afraid. What to do? There was a big gathering in a village of state of Andhra Pradesh. This lady came to me jumping. I was so afraid. Then the Holy Spirit immediately interfered in me and said to touch her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I forgot that power. Immediately the Holy Spirit shone into my heart. In the name of Jesus. One Muslim family. You saw the Justin's home, special needs. By the way, I have three children. My second son is with the learning disability, intellectual disability. We were questioning God, why it happened? My mom from Catholic Church, she usually come to our home and says that it's a curse from God. Disability in India, it's a curse. So we were also very much worried. When my wife read the book, Purpose Driven Life, anybody read that book? Yeah, the book, Purpose Driven Life, she understood that Justin into our life for a purpose. Now we have a Justin's home. 33 people are living with the disability there. Around 94 people do community service. One Muslim man, he came with his son with autism. When the things comes, he just start jumping and jumping and jumping. We cannot control him. And the tears from the eyes of his mom is really blood. She is so desperate. They don't know what to do. In those kinds of situations, what God can do is his name. It is powerful. Today, that is what from my experience, last 32 years, dear brothers and sisters. Today, the resurrection day when we celebrate, let us receive that power. Let us receive that power. If we want to receive that power, let us focus our eyes on Jesus. It's amazing serving him. It's amazing. For me, 32 years ago, Jesus was one of the God. Jesus was one of the hero. Like the Hindu philosopher Swami Vivekanandan. I was a philosophy student. Mahatma Gandhi, the father of nation, Abraham Lincoln, so the heroes of the world, Socrates, Aristotle, Plato. I did not know that Jesus is my savior. Come on. This is something powerful. When I understood that Jesus is my savior, I really understood. Catch up that point in my heart. That is what, from experience, what I want to bring to your attention, brothers and sisters. Let us focus our eyes on Jesus. It is something amazing. It is something amazing. That is all what I want to share with you. If you are carrying the burden of sins, if you are carrying the encumbrance, is it the right pronunciation? Encumbrance. Leave it out. Both cannot go together. If you are worried too much about your credit card, don't go for credit card. When you focus your eyes on Jesus, he provides. He provides. William Carey, the father of missions, who came to India from England, all the way from England. When he started going to mission field, his father objected. His church objected. Don't go. India is a dark country. You will be killed. And he came all the way. After all the commitments, so whatever the objections, he came to India. In the state of Calcutta, West Bengal, he started a printing press. While he developing the alphabets of Bible in Bengali language, so after 6 years, his wife died. His wife always questioned him, why we had to come and suffer here? He continued with this mission. After 18 years of developing and translating and making the alphabets, 18 years of things, the flood came, everything is wiped out. You tell me what to do. What was his response? Because of this focus, I will build it again, 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 again. So maybe some of you remember, I really like one of the American prayer, which is Max Lucado. During 9/11, he prayed. Anybody remember that? Lord, do it again. Do it again. We sinned against you. We forget you. We took it easy. So we had to, maybe you had to read that prayer. So, dear brothers and sisters, when we focus our eyes on Jesus, we will be encouraged even when our difficult situations of life. That is what Jesus wants you to focus your eyes on me. Today, this resurrection day, may God bless you and guide you and keep you safe to continue this looking unto Jesus. Amen. It's amazing. That's what I shared with you. I'm not bringing a theological message to you, which is practical in my life, in my family life, in the land of India. It's amazing. Let us serve God with a power which is God's Holy Spirit given into our heart. This resurrection day, let Jesus born into your heart. When he born into your heart, it is powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you for the fellowship.
Is my Lord, is my Lord. He has risen from the dead, is my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Shall we pray? Loving Lord, Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for helping us to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Father, we love you and we praise you for who you are and what you are to us. We thank you, Lord, your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sin. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to come to you at any time, to call you of our Father. Father, we love you and we praise you for the blessing, the blessings that you have given to us, and the time, especially the time that we have spent with dear Pastor Jeff through the Skype. Father, we were talking about many things for the glory of God, especially gospel planting, church planting, and we were discussing on those matters. We thank you and praise you for the for your child, the resource person that you have given us, so that we could learn many things from him, Lord. Lord, we are praying for him, and we are praying for his family, his wife, and his dear children, and his church, and all the dear ones, the people, those who are with him, the people, those who are going to pray for us, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you for all the manifold blessings that we are enjoying from your sight. Especially, Lord, we thank you for everything. You continue to be with us and help us. And give us, Lord, more insight and encouragement, so that we will equip the things that we are learning. And also we will put into practice, not only just understanding and learning, but also, Lord, we want to take all this material, all these things, we want to put into practice wherever we go, especially the villages of India. Lord, we pray that your special guidance and blessing may be upon us, Lord. We thank you and praise you for everything. Be with us and help us. We thank you for everything, Lord. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I love you guys. Love you.